Rothman, Anthony Rothman, Bobby Carpenter. So Maximum Security, most people believe, was the fastest and best horse on the track on Saturday. Cited for interference, and the colt became the first Derby winner to be disqualified for violating a big-time rule. You can't impede, and you can't swerve and interfere. And I'm not surprised they made the call. What I'm surprised is that this doesn't happen in a ton of races all the time. It would seem to me that would be very difficult. Dr. Joel Politi, who happens to be from Columbus and won the Oaks on Friday as the owner of Serengeti Empress, very nice to join us on the Brian Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Doc, it's good to have you.
Hey, happy to be here.
So it was surprising to the casual fan to hear this rule. And so I want to get from your standpoint, do you believe they made the right call in your mind? And why doesn't this happen more often? And then who would be to blame? Is it the jockey? Or is this just because a horse, it's too hard to figure out?
Well, so first of all, I think that they made the right call. That rule is there for a lot of reasons. Most importantly, that rule is there for the safety of the horses and the riders. You know, a horse maintains a path, and if they're not clear, they're not allowed to impede another horse. And if you look at the replay of that, Maximum Security comes over and on War of Will, and there are photos where their legs are intertwined. And that's the kind of thing that causes a horse to go down. So that rule is there for the safety of the horse, safety of the jockey, but then also it's there for the integrity of the bettors too, because everybody bets a lot of money on it, and War of Will's making a big run. Now, Maximum Security is the best horse in that race, and in the end, Maximum Security was going to win that race. But War of Will might have finished second or third, and that changes the outcome. And so for the reasons of, mostly safety and integrity, but also, you know, he changed the outcome of the race. That was a disqualification by the rules for sure. And it happens all the time. You know, disqualifications happen in races, but they don't happen in the Derby. And that's why this is such a big deal.
I guess, Joel, my question is, when I look at this, I watched in real time, I didn't see anything. And then when you slow it down, you frame by frame, obviously you can see their legs get tangled up, but you're talking about a horse that's running in excess of 30, 35 miles an hour, probably right there, drifting a foot and a half to a horse that's a body length behind them because they're not on their that frame at all. I don't understand how you're supposed to be able to govern that in real time and make it 145 years. It's never happened in the Derby. Well, because there wasn't video for the vast majority of that time. And now these things change. So just me as a very, very casual fringe fan, like, I don't understand why that's even the case. I know it's horse safety, but if you're asking me to try to see who's behind me without any rearview mirror, I don't know how that's supposed to work.
Right. So what I would say to that in total fairness is I watch a hockey game and the puck's zipping around really fast and I have no clue really what's going on, right? I watch it, I think it's fun, but there's all kinds of subtleties that I am totally missing, right? So I watch horse racing all the time, and in real time I watched that race and I thought, holy cow, he's going to come down. I thought that live during the race. I mean, he was like a really...
But my point is, Joel, how are you supposed to tell who's behind you if you drift 18 inches at top speed on the backstretch?
Okay, so how I would call it is that he's in the two path. He's clearly in the two path, and he goes out to the five path. And so it really, honestly, I know it looked, you know, I guess you're going to have to take my word on what I saw versus others, but he didn't go 18 inches. I mean, he moved from the two path out to the four path minimum. So, he got in his way and he wasn't clear, you know. I mean, you have to be clear.
How are you supposed to know, Joel, if they are clear? That's the only thing that I'm asking, because it's not like in NASCAR where they have a radio in their head and someone can tell them where to go.
Yeah, so it's nobody's fault, right? I mean, if that's one of the issues, is the jockey's a great jockey, and he didn't do that intentionally. That horse spooked. He saw some shine on the track or going around the turn, and he spooked out. So that's nobody's fault, and that's not what the rule is either. It's not like they tried to commit the foul,
okay?
But they did.
Mm-hmm.
He's Dr. Joel Politi, who is the owner of Serengeti Empress, who won the Oaks on Friday. So fairly big weekend, so we wish you congratulations on that. The horses that were impeded are the unfortunate victims of this, right? Because Country House, like a car in an auto race, who's in the middle of the pack, avoids a wreck, and all of a sudden you're leading the race. You had mentioned that you felt, from your experience, that Maximum Security would have won that race if it didn't veer, if it didn't get called for the foul. Is there any way to truly know that based on the other horse perhaps having their stride broken slightly on whether Maximum Security could have gotten swallowed up at all?
Yeah, so, I mean, this is, now you're turning it in just opinion, which is why he comes down. But but Maximum Security was the best horse in the race. I mean, War of Will was coming up, and he did get his momentum overtaken. Country House was never beating him. So he is the beneficiary in this whole thing, and his trainer is a total class act who's recognized it and said it. You know, I mean, his horse wasn't beating Maximum Security. You'll never know if War of Will would have beat him, but Country House was just the innocent bystander beneficiary in this whole story.
Great for you to jump on with us, because we really value your opinion, and I know a lot of it, like you said, can be opinion, and we have the technology now to look at it. And I think what happened here, Joel, is that we didn't have, thank God, we didn't have horses and jockeys tumbling down on that track and people and animals getting injured. And since we didn't have it, I think a lot of the casual fans are just playing results that, hey, he had position, he's allowed to reposition himself, he had enough of lead where he could do it. But I think we all learned a little something about horse racing today and over the weekend, and I hope they're consistent with it. If they made this call in the most important traditional race in history, then at least I can commend them for that, correct?
Yeah, and really it was a gutsy call for them to do that, because, you know, that the average horseman would tell you, if that's the fifth race on Wednesday, Maximum Security comes down, and it's a two-minute objection, and he's down. But this was the Derby, and that's why they spent so much time on it. But for the integrity of the sport, that was the right thing to do. And the other thing I'll say is that if you pulled the horsemen, right, take care of horses, I think 90% of the horsemen would tell you that horse should have come down. If you pulled the gamblers, the bettors, the people who don't take care of the horses and really just bet races, there about 70 or 80% of those people would say that horse shouldn't come down. But there's a distinct difference in that pool of people, and I think that's why there's all this debate. But the horsemen, the people who understand the rules, aren't really in debate about this.
Would they have looked at it in our final minute? Would they have looked at it no matter what, or did it have to get a protest from the jockeys?
No, it's interesting. That's a really great question. The objection is what lodged it. It's kind of like in basketball. Once they call something and they go to the monitor, they can make some certain things. They can make adjustments based on what they see. So the stewards are allowed to call an inquiry, which means, hey, we saw something funny and we're doing that. And that happened in the Oaks. So the race that we won on Friday, a horse came over, Jaywalk came over and took out Positive Spirit, and she went down. Now, their horse and the rider were fine, but they called an inquiry right away, and they took Jaywalk down in from her position. Inquiries happen, and it happened in the Oaks, but it didn't affect the winner, thankfully, because I had the winner.
And you were a 13-1 shot, I read, so congrats on that.
Thank you. Yeah, it was quite a thrill.
All right, Doc, we appreciate you hopping on. Good luck, and we'll keep you on speed dial for all our horse racing questions.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks,
guys.
That was Dr. Joel Politi, local horse, Serengeti Empress, who won the Oaks on a quiet morning at Churchill Downs with the rain and all that. And he had a horse that was 13-1. So I'm with him. I think that we are, from an optic standpoint, it looks bad. From a consistent and the rule and what it is, I think he described it correctly. A horse going from the rail almost out to the five path that impeded. Horses could have gone down, and they weren't playing results. It broke a rule. I guess as a casual watcher, I'm just surprised this doesn't happen all the time.
Well, and that's why I was just trying to ask, like, how are they supposed to know? And he did lay it out. I mean, is it the jockey pulling him over? He's like, no, this looked like it was most definitely the horse. Something on the track spooked him. And that guy, he had no control over it. It's not a dirty jockey, the trainer. They do it the right way, which is that's all I was trying to figure out is how the heck do you govern this? He's like, they weren't trying to. This is just what happens sometimes.
And I think if we would know that the jockey was trying to do something to gain an advantage, I think maybe we would have been more understanding on them calling it. I think people are just having such a tough time admitting, hey, animals are unpredictable. This happens all the time. Nothing happened. Well, thank goodness nothing happened, but you can't say for sure 100% whether the horses, I know he said it's the best horse in the race. It would have won the race. Woulda, shoulda, coulda. You can't call it that way. You got to call it.